Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The Old Testament book of Ezekiel is broken up into 4 main sections. The first section is the amazing vision in chapter 1 of God's move. Then from chapter 2 through 32, it covers God's judgment and the degradation of God's people. And then we jump to a very encouraging section, the third section, which is God's recovery by life from chapter 33 through 39, which is what we will be covering in today's radio program. And this recovery by life will issue in God's holy building from chapter 40 through the end of the book in chapter 48. This is Matt Miller with James Lee, and you will want to stay with us today for this important turn in the book of Ezekiel to the Lord's recovery by life. James, we talk a lot on this Life Study radio program about the Lord's recovery. And today we begin a wonderful section of Ezekiel, which is talking about his recovery by life. Before we go to Witness Lee, I'd like to ask you to give a little background in Ezekiel and why this matter of recovery by life is so important.
The book of Ezekiel is such a wonderful book. It is mainly composed of these 4 sections. In the first section, you see the vision of the glory of God in his appearance to his people, which really speaks forth a normal relationship that God wants to have with his people. However, his people did not remain faithful to him, and they fell away and get involved into all kinds of degradation. So God had to come in to judge, to carry out his judgment and according to his righteousness, his holiness, and his glory. But that is not God's intention. God wants to bring them back to his original intention. So there is this third section which covers this matter of recovery, which is very precious because God's intention is that he wants to have this relationship with his people and that his people would be one with him. So this recovery is an important part in this process as revealed in this book. And it is through this recovery process we can be brought to this final stage or the final section of this book, which covers the ultimate building of God as revealed in the last part of Ezekiel. So I would say that this recovery process is like a hinge holding how to restore God's people back to the original intention of God in order to arrive at the ultimate goal of God, which is the ultimate building, the holy building of God. And God is carrying out this recovery by means of his life. That's why we term this the recovery by life, as opposed to just merely some correction, some kind of modification in behavior, in outward environment. So I'm looking forward to getting into this portion today with Brother Lee.
James, I like your example there of this portion of the recovery by life being a hinge. So much hinges on this to bring us from the degradation to God's goal, which is the building. And I feel like there's some listening right now that may be in a situation where they feel like they're under judgment, they're under some kind of degradation, and they have a feeling inside, I want to be for God's building. Well, your experience really hinges on what you could hear today.
Yes.
So we really hope you'll stay with us. And an important part of this that we'll see in the program is the matter of shepherding. So I'd like to read a few verses from the New Testament that talk about the Lord as our shepherd before we go to Witness Lee. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 says, "And seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away like sheep, not having a shepherd. And then Luke 15:4, which man of you has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And finally, John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let's go to Witness Lee for his speaking, which was originally in 1971.
Now we come to the section of recovery. We have to realize God's judgment has a purpose. God has a purpose in his judgment. That is to bring in the recovery. We have to recall a little bit. God judged based upon his righteous throne and his glory and his holiness. And his judgment is to bring in a recovery according to his glory, a recovery according to his holiness, and a recovery according to his righteousness, but by life. The judgment was by fire, but now the recovery is by life. In his recovery, the first thing he does is to cite the watchman. What is a watchman? A watchman is one that is commissioned by God to give God's people the warning, to sound the trumpet that God's people has to turn to God, has to repent. You know, the principle is the same in the New Testament. In the New Testament, firstly, God sent John the Baptist as the biggest watchman, right? John the Baptist came and he sounded the trumpet of repentance. He said, repent. Right? Repent. Ezekiel sounded the thing in the same principle. He sounded, turn, turn, turn from your evil way.
Okay, James, let's stop right there and talk about this a little bit. The goal is obviously not judgment. But the message from the watchman was at the beginning of this section of recovery was turn, turn from your wicked ways. So the turning is for something. It's part of a recovery by life. So why don't we stop here and just talk again about this matter of the recovery by life?
Yeah, I like this expression very much, recovery by life, as opposed to recovery by teaching or by any kind of a movement or arrangement. What God's people needs is this matter of life. Well, God's people fell away from God, became degraded, not just because they did something wrong outwardly, but because their heart was distracted from God by so many things, by the idols, by all the foreign gods. So it's not just outwardly they did something poor or wrong or improper, but their heart has been distracted from God. So now the recovery process is not just outwardly fix them up, but this recovery has to take care of their inward condition to bring God's people, their heart can be turned back to God. So this matter of life, yes, is very abstract, but it denotes the inward condition of God's people that needs to be restored. So one of the first things we see in this recovery process is by God coming to us in Christ as our shepherd. And as a shepherd, he loves us, he cares for us, he shepherds us in a very fine and tender way. So not outwardly trying to fix us up by changing the outward environment, but inwardly rendering us the love, the tender care to restore us in life, which is very organic, so that we can be wooed back to God, so that our love can be rekindled toward God, so that we can be recovered back to God.
James, that's a good segue into the next portion with Witness Lee. It's a good lead-in. I'd like to read these verses that I think may surprise some of our listeners from Ezekiel chapter 34, starting at verse 11, that talk about the Lord being our shepherd, not only in the New Testament, the verses we read, but this is Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord Jehovah, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day when he is among his sheep, which are scattered. So I will seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And continuing in a few verses later, I myself will shepherd my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, declares the Lord Jehovah. I will seek the lost one and bring back the one that was driven away and bind up the broken one and strengthen the sick one. Very encouraging verses here in Ezekiel 34.
Yes.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Right away after the sighting of a watchman, God himself comes in to be a shepherd. Right away after John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus came in. The Lord Jesus said, I came as a shepherd. In God's recovery, the first thing God does is to send us the watchman warning us to repent, to have a turn and leave. Then following this, the Lord himself comes in as a shepherd. See, here in Ezekiel, we are told after the warning, God came in to search and to seek out. You know, even God said, I myself, I don't send an angel to be the shepherd. I don't send any other person to be the shepherd, but I come to be the shepherd. As the shepherd, first of all, he searched and seek out. We are hidden and buried in so many evil things. God comes in to search. You know, in Luke chapter 15, you have the shepherd, then you have the woman lighting the lamp and searching within the house, searching the last coin. Then the prodigal son came back. He came back through the searching of the Spirit of the Lord. You know, the Lord really many, many times did the same thing to us, did his searching. You know, he seeks. In the past, he did the searching and he did the seeking. And this is why we are here. We are not only saved, but we are what? Recovered also. We firstly were buried in so many sins, and the Lord sought us. And then we got backsliding, and the Lord Jesus came in and searched us, and eventually he sought us out. And we are the ones who have been sought out by the Lord Jesus as the shepherd.
Amen.
Christ is our shepherd. He takes care of us. I tell you, brothers, don't worry much about your problems, your living and so forth. Jesus, as the shepherd, takes care of you.
Amen.
He is our shepherd. I believe so.
Amen.
Don't you believe?
Amen.
Oh, we are under his care. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he is our shepherd.
Amen.
I'm so rejoicing that we are under his care.
Amen.
We are not a flock without a shepherd. Eventually, you do have the real experience of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have no want. I have no need. He's my shepherd. Learn to experience the Lord Jesus as your shepherd.
James, I think most, if not all, of the people listening to this radio program would like to learn how to experience the Lord as their shepherd, to be under this special care that Witness Lee was just describing. I hope this is an aspiration of all of us. Can you make this practical? Maybe there's some help that you could give to apply this in an experiential way of how to experience the Lord as our shepherd.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the parables in Luke 15, the prodigal son, the lost coin, and the good shepherd. How the Lord came to shepherd us when we were lost, when we were in our destitute condition. Well, He never gives us up, and He comes again and again and again. Even though we were in our poor condition, yet He keeps coming to seek us out. And I would say one of the first thing to respond to His shepherding is just to be open to Him. Don't run away from Him. The more we run away, the longer it takes for us to enjoy of His shepherding.
It's hard for a sheep to be taken care of if he's running away from the shepherd.
That's right. So I feel from my own experience, as a practical point, is just to be open to Him. As He comes to us, just be available and let Him do His shepherding. Of course, another practical point is that we should spend some time to read His Word. I know we all are very busy with our schedule, but just to take out 5-10 minutes of our time to just open up His Word, and there is water in the Word, there is nourishment in the Word, and many times the Lord shepherds us not directly, but indirectly through His Word. And so when we open up His Word in that way, we allow the Word with His nourishing element to shepherd us, then we get revived. Another, I would say the third element would be even get together with some believers, just to fellowship, to pray together. My own experience testified that is such a refreshing. The Lord shepherds me through many believers, sometimes through a little testimony, through a little prayer by other members that really shepherds me. So this is my experience. There are definitely some practical areas we should pay attention to enjoy Christ shepherding.
Just a quick confirmation of that. In Song of Songs chapter 1, when the seeker told the Lord, "Where are you?" His response was, "Is if you don't know, follow in the footsteps of the flock." So we can experience the Lord's shepherding by being with the flock, exactly, with those who are flocking together. Let's go on to the conclusion here, and I'd like to read one verse, Ezekiel 34, verse 26. "And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There will be showers of blessing." Let's go to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
Then the Lord says, "I will make them a blessing. Showers of blessing. Showers in season. So timely. Then all the trees will yield fruit, and the earth will yield increase. So rich. So rich in what? So rich in foodstuff. All the fruits are good for eating, and all the produce increase of the earth is good for food. Eventually, there's no more famine, no more shortage of food." Right? At the beginning of a meeting, it seemed that we had only 5 loaves, but eventually 12 baskets left over. Amen. It's really good. I like it. Amen. This is a real blessing. What are the signs that the local churches are under the Lord's blessing? Showers in season. The trees yielding the fruit. And a lot of produce from the good land. If we are really under the Lord's recovery, I tell you, we must be so rich in food. Eventually, what? The Lord says, "I will be with them. I will be with you. And you shall be my people, and I shall be God to you." And this is the fellowship. And this is the oneness. And this is the mingling between us and God. And eventually, my, what we have is just God's presence. God be with us, right? And we are just people to Him, and He is just God to us. We are His, and He's ours. We do have such a fellowship, such a oneness, and we are just one with God, and God is just one with us on this earth. And this is a real mingling of the human beings with the divine person. I tell you, this is the recovery of the church life. It is not just a matter of teachings, a matter of gifts, and a matter of other things, but a matter of the Lord's presence. A matter that we are here on this earth, one with the Lord, and we do enjoy such a mingling. This is the Lord's recovery. Recovery by life.
James, I was asked one time, what is the recovery? I thought about that right now. This is a good answer. The recovery is the Lord's presence. It's His blessing. It's where there's food and supply. I'd like to finish on your word here about more definition of what the Lord's recovery really is.
Right. The recovery is really to bring us back to God Himself. When we said at the earlier part of our program that this recovery is by life, and this life, in essence, is just God Himself. In this whole universe, only God Himself is the true life, is that real life. So this recovery is not just to bring us back to a good behavior, to a proper situation. Much more than that, this recovery is to restore us, to bring us back to the original condition where God is everything to us. He is our food, He is our water, He is our supply. So at the end, like what Brother Witness Lee mentioned, the ultimate blessing in this recovery process is God's presence. God's presence is just Him, He Himself, to be everything to us. When we have God's presence, we have everything. We have the showers of blessings. We have the early and latter rain. We have the food. We have the drink. We shall not want, because we have God who is everything to us. So to be recovered is simply to be brought back to God Himself, to be mingled with Him, to be one with Him. This is the top blessing as a human being on this earth.
James, I feel like just being in this radio program today, I feel a little bit more brought back to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Brought back into His presence.
Praise the Lord.
Hope our listeners share that feeling, and Yes. That will be that's our prayer, that the outcome of this program would be something to bring the listeners into the Lord's presence to experience His recovery by life.
That's good. That's right.
Thanks for coming in and being with me today. We've run out of time. This is Matt Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee.